ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها.
To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beautiful name. All the beautiful names belong to Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he owned 99 names. Whoever calculate them and memorize them, he will enter paradise. Oh Allah, make us among those.
Ya Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala ashrafil mursalin. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa tabi'ina ila yawmiddin amma ba'd. اللهم افتح علينا فتح العارفين وأكرمنا وأنت أكرم الأكرمين وأعزنا وأنت العزيز الحكيم. يا الله يا الله يا من هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو أرحم الراحمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنده مفاتح الغيب لا يعلمها إلا هو ويعلم ما في البر والبحر وما تسقط من ورقة إلا يعلمها ولا حبة في ظلمات الأرض ولا رطب ولا يابس إلا في كتاب مبين. صدق الله العظيم. This verse 59, Surah Al-An'am. In the beginning of the verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said of the meaning of Allah, he owns the keys of the unseen. He is the owner of the unseen, and he have hinted to us. He has the keys of the unseen. Today is number one session in the most beautiful name of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he owns the most beautiful name of Allah. Call him with it. And when we look in the Quran and ahadith, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ تِسْعًا وَتِسْعِينَ اسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah, he owns 99 names. Whoever memorize it, inculcate it, understand it, live in it, comprehend it, believe it, he enter Jannah. May Allah make us among those. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salam ala ashrafil mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa tabi'in ila umiddin. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today I'm going to share with you one of the most beautiful session and the important one containing your happiness, your success, your belonging, your elevation. Everything you can imagine is containing in here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he owns all the quality. And he wants us to worship him, imitating his quality by trying to struggle. By this way, Allah created us as a human being, short and tall, different color, different bounty in look, in shape, in mind, in ability, in material status, you name it. Why? It's a trial. It's a trial between each other and a trial between us and Allah. And the lucky one, he understood this journey and tried to elevate himself by getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his attribute and his names. How we do that? We do that, number one, by getting the knowledge, getting closer. And once we get the knowledge and get closer, now we go to something else. We go to the struggle. How we live the message. Because every name is a quality. And in the last couple of weeks, I was explaining to everybody around me. Why? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا Call him with it. We know in Islam, Allah tells us to remember him in abundance, a lot. But why when he mentioned to us his attribute, he tells us call him with it. And actually, to learn the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a completion of your iman and the completion of your worship. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the early imam of the ummah, he said in one of his book, you will never be a believer unless you have istiqama, istidfast with the name of Allah. Believe, knowing, and in action. And I will explain it to you step by step. But today, we want to emphasize one important point. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell us, call me with it. Call me with my names. And when you call, because dua in English, some people translate it as a supplicate, prayer. But in Arabic word, dua, it has many meaning, and all of them in one word, dua. To make dua to somebody, meaning you ask, you call, you need support, you join. But before you do any one of that, meaning you have to know who you call, you have to believe whom you call, and you have to believe in the quality or whatever you're calling for. And this is why the early people said, the ultimate oneness of Allah in dua. And this is why I will take you little by little today about the amount of dua, amount of a hadith, the say of the Prophet, about how many a hadith emphasize the importance of dua. And again, because dua is a sign of desperate, sign of belonging, sign of need, sign of respect, sign of being a needy, a beggar. And all this is what? Is a sign of worship. Like one taxi driver in Egypt, he was waiting for me one time, and he told me, I have a question for you. I find the majority of rich people with a fancy car, each one of them coming to buy something, he looked at the car inside, he find like a small child or a girl or a boy, handicapped, or somebody with severe diseases. He tell me why. Why the rich people have major calamity? Sure, the poor people has major calamity. But you find out, Imam Qurtubi, rahmatullah alayhi, what he said. He said, nobody will leave this life without a trial. And you find out, when you're intelligent, you become arrogant. When you have money, you become arrogant. If you have some beauty, you have arrogant. Whatever you have extra, you become arrogant. Except if you belong to Allah. And also if you have minus, you envy, you're jealous, you look to other, you complain, you not thanks. By this way, any minus or plus in your life is a trial to check your faith. And this trial, I will take you step by step. It containing belonging to one of the name of Allah. Anytime you come out of the belief, you will have a disease of minus of one of the name of Allah. And this is why I want to remind you. And I hope I will manage to share with you this knowledge before I die. Is everything you can imagine in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything you need. You will never live in this life one moment without the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And think about the opposite now. If you leave one moment without Allah, what it mean? Either I'm sufficient enough, I believe in myself, I believe in what I have, or وَلَعْيَازُ بِاللَّهِ I am upset about what I do not have. And both of them lack of iman, or deny, or kufr, or association. And this today you see it a lot among the rich people of the ummah or mankind. They become so selfish, so greedy, and they hungry of accumulation, and they forget is a duty. And a person with brain, he is supposed to think and use his energy of his brain to benefit mankind. He forget. And a poor person, he forget. He has to be patient. Because what Allah ordained is a trial for him. And he doesn't have things to be accountable of or for in the Day of Judgment. He should thanks. But today, because lack of iman, not the poor is patient, and not the rich is giving. And if he give, he give with a like limitation. Very limitation. And a poor, he patient without limitation also. Meaning is a minus. All that because minus dua. If you're rich, you need to thank Allah and show gratitude and spend. And thank Allah for what ability Allah give you. And thank Allah for all the bounty Allah give you. And if you're poor, you make dua. Oh Allah, help the rich. Help him to wake up before it's too late. And let him spend before all this money. He will be burned with it in the Day of Judgment. And don't look at him. He's poor. He's not rich. If he's rich, he's spending. Because if he's rich, he spend, and whatever he spend, it go to bank ilahi, the bank of Allah. He will find all the money he spend for sabilillah. He find it with Allah. And any money he doesn't spend it for sabilillah, he will be punished with it. Poor those who call themselves rich. Poor, very poor. Very poor. They are poor. They're stingy. They're criminal. They're selfish. They're greedy. They do not want to share what Allah gives them. Look at how much disease. And they deny the right of other over them. Because all of us have rights. Again, lack of iman, lack of remember Allah, and we'll come to detail of all that. By the way, if you're sick, you be patient and ask Allah to cure you and give you the quality. And if you're healthy, you thank Allah for your health and try to use it for the benefit of yourself and others. If you're knowledgeable and you have knowledge, try to humble yourself. If you are a good deeder, don't be arrogant over the person who has no good deed or he has no quality. By this way, by knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and knowing Allah is the provider and the owner of everything, what it do? It make me able to handle every situation in a state of iman. And now, what it mean? It make me beloved to Allah. And it make Allah love me. And it make others love me. By this way, today, I just want to emphasize why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call us to call Him with it. Let me share with you some of the ahadith. Number one in Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 186, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. Again, if my servant asks you, tell them I'm near. I accept the dua of whom who calling me. And Surah Al-A'raf, verse 55, ادعوا ربكم تضرعا وخفيا إنه لا يحب المعتدين. Make dua to your Lord. وقال ربكم ادعوني استجب لكم. Surah Ghafir, verse 60. And your Lord tell you, call me, I will accept. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبَ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفَ السُّوءُ. النَّمْل, verse 62. Whom or who, the one, accept the dua of the desperate one, except Allah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said of the meaning of إن الله سبحانه وتعالى, he said, يا ابن آدم, O the son of Adam, إنك ما دعوتني ورجوتني غفرت لك على ما كان منك ولا أبالي. O the son of Adam, if you call me and ask me to forgive you of whatever you commit, I don't care. Call me. And when you look at Amad Hadith, I'm going to choose a few only today. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, is nothing Allah beloved or Allah loved more than dua. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من سره أن يستجيب الله له عند الشدائد فليكثر في الدعاء في الرخاء. If you like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your dua in a difficult time, increase dua in an ease time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الدعاء هو العبادة. الدعاء هو العبادة. وفي رواية الدعاء هو مخ العبادة. دعاء is the worship and دعاء is the brain of worship. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لا يرد القدر إلا الدعاء. لا يرد القدر إلا الدعاء. The only thing can stop qadr is dua. وَلَا يَزِيدِ الْعُمْرِ فِي الْعُمْرِ إِلَّا الْبِرِّ. And nothing can increase your life except goodness. And the man, he will be denied rizq with his sins. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of لا يغني حذر من قدر. You cannot protect yourself from قدر. والدعاء ينفع بما نزل ومما لم ينزل. And دعاء benefit you from what has been coming down or what did not come. وَإِنَّ الْبَلَاءَ لَيَنْزِلْ فَيَلْقَاهُ الدُّعَى فَتَعَالَجَانْ إِلَى يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And calamity is coming down and dua is coming up. And they fight with each other until the day of judgment. Is many a hadith about that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said of the meaning of من فتح له منكم باب الدعاء فتحت له أبواب الرحمة. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for him the way of making dua, Allah opened for him the door of rahmah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever do not make dua to Allah, Allah get angry. And Allah loves those who make dua. I can keep going and going and going for at least 5-6 pages about the importance of dua. Now, why all this ahadith and all this ayat about dua? Because if you study in Arabic language, to make dua to somebody, you have to respect whom you're calling. You have to know him. And you have to believe in his quality. You have to believe in his ability. And you have to know he hears you. You have to believe he can support you. Meaning what? Like I said before, dua is a form of a complete worship. And this why, believe it or not, when you study Messenger and Prophet's life, it starts with dua to Allah guiding them. And it ends with dua to Allah accept them and give them good ending. By this way, you find the beginning of journey of faith is dua. Thinking and dua. And the ending of the journey of iman is dua. When you believe Allah is the owner of everything. Today, any situation happen in our life, why we hurry too much? Why we scare too much? Why we become moody? Why we become worried? Because we forget who is a controller of everything. By this way, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, I have 99 names. Call me with it. Call me with it. By this way, today, I just want to emphasize something. Nothing you can do in this life better than dua. And if you do dua with complete yaqeen, complete conviction, and believe in what you're saying, and Allah hear you, and He will deliver, Allah love it. And there's many dua about that, many hadith about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's shy for His servant to make dua, and He would not accept. Please, go to the chapter of dua in any Islamic book or hadith and see how many about dua. The dua of the Muslim to his brother or sister in the unseen is accepted. Why? Because it's sincere. The dua between you and Allah, Allah love it. Because you are desperate. You know Allah need, you know the only one can help you is Allah. Why today our situation as a ummah, as a groups, as an individual, as a family, as a husband, as a wife, as a kids, as a sick, as a rich, as a poor. Why our situation in this way? Because instead of looking who in the control of everything, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we call Him with it, we have hidden shirk inside and disbelieve. Verse 3, we're calling other. We believe in other. We think other can support us. Other can help us. Verse 3, once you believe your Creator, the Almighty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluh, He's the owner of everything. I will promise you, if I'm still alive and Allah give me ability, I will show you. Is anything you can imagine you need is in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But to call Him with it, by this way, what Allah wants, He wants you to remember His name, comprehend it, understand it, believe it, have faith in it, and call Him with it. Whereas in any given moment, you need Allah. You have, you need Allah. You do not have, you need Allah. You weak, you need Allah. You strong, you need Allah. Why? If you weak, you ask Him to support you. If you poor, ask Him to give you. If you needy of anything, ask Him to give you. And if you're rich, thank Him for what He give you. And ask Him to give you the quality to do. And if you do, ask Him to give you the quality to do more. And if you do more, thank Him for it and ask Him to accept and put barakah and blessing in what you're doing. By this way, in any given moment, you need Allah. You need Allah now. You need Allah when you're healthy. You need Allah when you're sick. You need Allah when you're dead or when you're dying. You need Allah in every moment in this journey of life and after death until the day of judgment. And the ultimate, you need Allah to be pleased with you. And what He do? He will allow you to see His most beautiful face. If this is our life, what we aiming for, what we want, believe me, nobody know me. I'm a very weak person. Just talk about Allah, I gain strength. Just talk about Allah, I feel power in my body. Without it, I'm very weak. I look strong, but my strength coming from a small dot of iman in my heart and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need a journey to get to know the name of Allah, the quality and attribute of Allah, and how we live it. And this my intent, inshallah. By this way, today, I'm just emphasizing a very important message. All the verses in Quran, all the hadith related to the name of Allah, Allah do not tell you to remember Him with it. No. He said, call me with it. By this way, today, I'm just trying to emphasize one word. What it meaning, call me with it. And why Allah used this word? Because this word containing all the beginning and the end of worship. Containing all the style of worship. Because by the way, because we as a human being, so different in everything, wonder what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us something so beautiful. What is that? He make our life keep changing in all kind of level and give us the ability to live that by calling Him with it in every aspect. By this way, this is a complete worship. Day and night, healthy and unhealthy, have money or no money, you needy or not needy, whatever you want. Whatever you have or whatever you do not have, you will find you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, let's examine the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is two kind. One, they call it thubutiyya, and another one salbiyya. Meaning one, it talk about the bounty of Allah and the existence of Allah and the quality of Allah. And the another one, the negative one, the one Allah deny things from him. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not die, do not get sick. Allah do not go to sleep, or Allah do not get fatigue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do not forget. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in chapter Al-Furqan 58, he said, وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى الْحَيِّ الَّذِي لَا يَمُوتُ. Rely on the one, he's alive, he will never die. And also, for example, Surah Al-Kahf, chapter Al-Kahf 49, وَلَا يَظْلُمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Allah do not oppress nobody. وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. Nobody similar to Allah. Surah Al-Ikhlas, verse 4. Surah Al-Shura, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nobody like Allah. By this way, we have certain constitution in Islam. We cannot understand or comprehend how Allah look like. He's not a male, he's not a female, nothing similar to him, this constitution. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't die or get sick or weak or sleep. By this way, any negative, Allah do not have. Because any negative meaning minus, and any minus meaning weakness, and any weakness meaning you need support. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he doesn't need support from nobody. Allah, he support all mankind, but nobody can benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he's not in need. Now, why Allah said he have the names? We'll discover names in general, it's supposed to be a sign to lead you to certain quality or belonging or something. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's the owner of completion. He owns all this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 31, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. He teach Adam all the names. By this way, Allah lead us to what meaning names. And we have a source of names. Names in Quran, names in Ahadith, and name in Ahadith Qudsiya. And this why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he give us it's a beautiful hadith about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He owned the 99 names. Whoever inculcated it and memorized it, he enter Jannah. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وِتْرُ يُحِبُّ الْوِتْرُ. And Allah is one, he loved the one. Now, one of the first thing we know also, word ahsaha in Arabic, the scholar said, ahsaha meaning comprehend it, understand it, live in it. Try to live in it. Try to develop the quality with it. Try to live the manner with it. Try to believe it. And live as a role model with it. This is what it meaning. Saw. دخل الجنة. Enter paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. And we have two kind of names. Names called Asma'i Dhat. Names belong to Allah. Wa Asma'i Sifat. Name of attribute of Allah. And one of the example of that, Allah. Huwa Allah. And even Huwa, a lot of scholars write books about it. Because Huwa, it's called Ism Ishara, meaning He's the One. And they find out in the history, in Arabic culture, even before Islam, when you said Huwa, meaning Allah, even you don't mention, which is unique. You can find many people who has many names, but nobody has the name of Allah. No human being ever have the name of Allah. This is the power of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself to mankind with his quality and his names. Is ishara is a hint and a sign to get to know him, and also is a bounty, and also is a trial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala live it as a bounty and not a trial. Because what is the bounty? The bounty is whoever Allah allow him to seek the knowledge of Allah is the highest. Is the highest. The highest knowledge. The highest relationship. The highest slavery. The highest love. The highest bounty. The highest success. The highest belonging. Because now you're not going to love the one who's going to die, or the one who's going to leave you, or the one who's going to deny you, or the one who will not forgive you. No. You will come and discover every quality of Allah. It make you believing in Him more, and make Him love Him more, and make Him want to worship Him more, and make Him want to be belong to Him more. And now you will find anything happen in your life from the one who loves you, it becomes very simple and very calm and very content, because it doesn't bother you. Why? You know, whatever He ordained for you is for your goodness. You like it or you don't. You love it or you hate it. If you are a believer, you always love everything happen to you. Because anything happened to you, give or take, like it or dislike it, it has a wisdom. It has a goodness for you. Only if you surrender and submit and comprehend. And this is why, the more you know and comprehend the name of attribute of Allah, the more you can live the journey of Iman with belonging and really. What I can tell you, you will feel happy. Your life become happy. Because today, without we feel it, we become worship each other, dependent each other, rely on each other. Without remember who allow us to support each other. By this way, if you remember any goodness coming from Allah, you find out anything happened to you, you love it. And you thank Allah for it. You like it or you don't. Because Allah is the one who ordained it for you. And this is why when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Man lam yashkur an-nas, la yashkur Allah." Whoever do not thank people, do not thank Allah. Because Islamically, a lot of people do not understand. When you thank people, you do not thank people for them. Deep inside you thank people, and deep inside you thank people, Allah allow them to be for you. This is bounty. I consider it the ultimate bounty. The ultimate bounty to be belong to Allah. The ultimate bounty to rely on Allah. The ultimate bounty to love Allah. The ultimate bounty to know who is the creator, the one you worship him. The ultimate bounty to live in every aspect of the quality of the one he created you. Because every one of his attribute and quality in his names, it has unbelievable beautiful wisdom. What do you think? Are you ready? Are you a needy? Do you want? By the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment I do not remember Allah, I feel sad. And every time I remember Allah, I'm very happy. Even in the ultimate calamity. Because the ultimate calamity makes you remember Allah most. And if you remember Allah most, it benefits you. And actually when Allah gives you bounty, the bounty becomes a fitna. And all of a sudden you forget Allah. You're not thanking Allah. You're not worshipping Allah. And before you know it, you become like a bad child. You give him a toy and he becomes busy with the toy. And if you come and take it away from him, he become upset and is screaming and fighting against you. And he forget you the one you give it to him and you the one you're taking it. But instead of thanking you and show gratitude to you, he play with the toy and he become nasty. And he didn't realize who is the giver, who is the taker. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this state. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his name and attribute to lead us to know him. And this why, like I tell you, all the early scholars, they said, you will never be a believer. And you cannot really be a believer unless you steadfast with the name of Allah. Knowledge, comprehending, believing. Call him with it. Live it as a role model. Huwa Allah. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو هو الله He is Allah The one, no one except him They used to say If you look at the word of Allah And take the first letter Alif out It become لله meaning toward him. Lahu, lillah, belong to him. And if you take the first lamb, first letter lamb, after the alif, become lahu. Belong to him. He is the owner of it. And if you take the second lamb, become who? He is the one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to get to know Him, to live with Him, to comprehend and respect His quality and try to honor His bounty to us by trying to obey Him and live for Him the maximum we can. And even we discover the weakness, the sins we do, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us another quality. He is a forgiver. He is the owner of repent. By this way, this is the journey of the most beautiful name of Allah. The journey of belonging to Allah. The journey of happiness and success in this life and hereafter. The journey, it make you content. It make you free, happy, secure ensure, and most of all, it make you elevated with the quality belong to Allah, which it make Allah love you and make you leave a legacy in this earth with the quality belong to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to be among those, inshaAllah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. يا رب لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم علمنا أسماءك وصفاتك يا ربي وأعشنا بها واجعلنا دعاة لها وأمتنا بها وأدخلنا قبورنا بها واحشرنا يوم القيامة بها وإليك يا ربي. اللهم إنا ضعفاء فقونا، اللهم إنا فقراء فأغننا، اللهم إنا نحن نحن وأنت أنت، فعاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله. اللهم ارزقنا يا ربي حبك يا ربي وحب حبيبك المصطفى وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. اللهم ارزقنا حبك يا ربي وحب من ينفعنا عنده حبك. اللهم ارزقتنا مما تحب مما نحب فاجعله قوة لنا فيما تحب، وما زويت عنا مما نحب فاجعله قوة لنا فيما تحب. Oh Allah, make us love you and love your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believer in Islam. And O Allah, make us love you and love those who love you and love those who benefit us with loving you. And O Allah, what provide us of what we love, make it strength for what you love. And what you take from us, from what we love, make it strength for what you love. And make us spread your love and your peace and Islam in the whole earth, ya Allah. O Allah, Allahumma da'al baraka wa nur wa al-qabool fima naf'al wa fima naqool. O Allah, give us the baraka, the blessing and light and wisdom in everything we say and we do. O Allah, accept, O Allah, accept, O Allah, accept. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.